Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spicy Thursday. Send me in your dinner plans tonight, everybody, because I don't know what I'm doing and I need ideas because it's still August outside.
Yes, it is. You can go to Hy-Vee, get your steak, $12. I mean, that's a way to do that. Steak night at Hy-Vee. I mean, that if you're looking for dinner, why think any further? Just go get your steak at Hy-Vee tonight. Do your steak night. Have some fun. Forget about it.
And if you have any questions or you're feeling down, don't worry because there's a helpful smile on every eye.
There really is. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's your plan tonight. Go get a steak.
Their new tagline is the quickest place between point A and B is a smile. Get serious.
Is it their new tagline?
100%.
Okay.
I thought it was a straight line, but it's a smile.
Smile, yeah.
No, I just kind of want to know what's going on tonight. Are you guys, you're doing steak?
I don't know what we're going to do tonight. Okay. There's the football game tonight because, you know, it's conference season. So
should we eat soup and grilled cheese because the quarterbacks are only eating soups and grilled cheese these days?
No, I do not do soup or grilled cheese, so I'm out on that.
Ever?
Tomato soup I'm out on. It should be soup season. It's October 16th. We're already halfway through October, and we have not even arrived at soup season yet, and we will here in a couple of weeks, because I was looking at the extended forecast the other day. There are literally 3 weeks of fall, and I told Dusty, I goes, no, you're right, like November 15th it's gonna be like 37. I'm like, yep, November 10th it turns to 40 some degrees.
Jeez.
And it's like 70s 40s. We get fall for 3 weeks. It begins next Monday and ends on like the 9th day of November, so enjoy fall.
I need to know if this 816 number is messing with me. He says apparently Hamburger Helper sales are on the rise. Okay. You know, not going to lie, big Hamburger Helpers fan over here. Italian shells, the lasagna, double cheeseburger mac. Because, you know, you can go get good meat at the meat aisle.
You can.
And kind of elevate your Hamburger Helper.
Elevate the helper. Yeah.
Add a little pepper jack cheese, a little parsley. And someone's like, oh, you made fresh pasta?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Hamburger partner.
A little help with that glove with a smiley face
on it.
Yeah.
That's the knockoff, right?
Hamburger Helper.
Hamburger partner. They didn't even try.
No, it's not.
100%.
No, wait, that's the knockoff brand?
Search, yeah.
Hamburger Partner?
Yeah,
you got to be kidding me.
That's great.
No, I'm dead serious. Yeah.
I love that.
Hamburger Smash. Partner.
That's funny. No. So are you a generic? Because Josh was always the generic everything.
Hamburger
right?
Helper's like a 99-cent box.
Yeah, that's right. You'll just take the original at that point, right? Yeah, I'm kind of with you. There's certain things you don't generic, right? Like generic soda.
Yeah.
If you're going to soda.
I'm getting Dr. Pepper. I'm not getting Dr. Thunder.
Yeah, or Dr. Topper or 32 flavors.
I'm I'm getting Mountain Dew, not Mountain Don't.
Nah, yeah, hee-haw. I think they call it like yellow hee-haw or something like that.
I couldn't tell you last time I had a Mountain Dew.
I couldn't either. I mean, honest to God, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a real soda.
Was Bingley here last night?
Hey, look in the garbage can, you'll know right away.
Oh, there's a Powerade and Baked Lays, so Jerry and Selma was here.
Hello, America.
It was our guy Logan Weber last night.
Yeah, that's right. Logie Logue.
You look at the trash can, you see healthy chips. Binkley was not here last night. No chance.
Here, there's a Mountain Dew bottle, and it looks like you changed your oil in it.
Yeah.
Juice all over the place, just man. Somebody who reminds me of Jay Binkley, Dan Campbell.
Yes.
I want to ask you one, and I want to go back to it. I don't want to harp on just like we had talked about earlier, but when we asked you, you know, did that call come from New York about overturning the Goff touchdown? Are you guys inquiring as to why you were told that, or inquiring as to what happened in that situation, why they went back a minute and a half later and threw the flag?
Yeah, we asked on all of that. We asked on all of it, and I can't tell you any of that.
But it was an official that told you it came from New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, obviously it's raised a lot of questions and concerns from the fans. I know you guys probably have a lot of those too.
That didn't sound convincing by Dan, did it?
It also sounded like he was 5 seconds away from telling me to put the lotion in the basket. Sounded like Buffalo Bill.
He
from
did.
Silence
yeah,
of the
no,
Lambs.
He did. Like that was a weird interview. Like that didn't sound right. Who cares where the call came from? They got it right. Yeah. You know, we got Kadarius Toney lined up offsides. Nobody complained about that. There was another wide receiver, that guy that you like so much down in Jacksonville, who
Brian
was number
Thomas
two
Jr.
overall. From Colorado.
Travis Hunter. Yeah, I love him.
He was lined up offsides. Nobody complained about that.
No one said a word.
That was an illegal play. The officials got that call correct. And we're losing our minds. And I say the collective we, you know, the non-Chiefs fans, the anti-Chiefers of the world, are losing their minds over this Jared Goff call when it was the correct call. Had Patrick Mahomes done that, and they didn't make that call, and everybody was complaining about it, okay, they would have gotten that call wrong. They got the call right. Whether it came from New York or Mars, that call was made correct. And the referees, I thought, did a great job of huddling, talking, figuring it out, and making sure they got the play. I learned something in that game. I'd never seen anything like that before in that game or in an NFL game or anything like that before. And they got they got the call right. So why are people so up in arms that the referees got the call right? Now we're criticizing referees when they do the right thing against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, you know what? Let's say Detroit's right. Fine. You've complained enough. You know, now it's 21-30. Nice. Now you lost 21-30. There you go.
Well, that would have changed the way the rest of the game probably.
Oh, gotcha. It could have. It absolutely would have changed.
7-0 instead of 3-0. I don't think it would have changed. I mean,
I think that was a big momentum swing, though, down there.
Fair.
Ten play drive, 10 minutes off the clock, and the Chiefs held them to 3. That's where the game was won, in my opinion. I think
it's the first quarter. It's not the fourth quarter. I would get that argument a little more. There was 40 more minutes of game left.
And you're not wrong, but certain plays do change the shape of a game early on. I mean, that was a big momentum swing because the crowd was kind of out of it at the beginning of the game, right?
A little quieter, yeah.
A little quiet.
Long drive. It's hard to
say
loud.
Exactly. And even they mentioned it on TV. Wow, it's kind of quiet here at Arrowhead and whatnot.
Yeah, I noticed it too.
And they got that stop and they held them to 3, and that was kind of a sigh of relief. I think everybody had a sigh of relief at that point in time. And like, okay, this is a big win for us. They took all this time off the clock and got 3 points. Ooh, big deal. And then the Chiefs went down and scored, and they got their 6 points on the board, and Harry missed an extra point again, and then here we sit, and we move forward. So I do think it's a momentum swing, but yes, you're absolutely right. You had 50 other minutes in that game to make up for that play that you made the mistake on. Again,
also,
it's
what's that say to your leadership of Dan Campbell if you're going to let that play on your very first drive of a game where you're going to have at least, 7 to 8 more offensive drives? Maybe that's too many to say. 6 to 7 more offensive drives in the game. You're going to let that one debunk your entire game?
And especially with an offense like they have, too, like, Dusty, that can score from all over the field.
I would give the Chiefs more of an advantage when you lost Xavier Worthy on the third play of the game to start the season as to where you're like, ah, crap, that sucked, because that's your entire game plan.
Right.
That was a gimmicky play that you just clearly didn't know all the rules to because your quarterback wasn't set because he was on the line of scrimmage. Like, that was the rule. He was not set.
Right. He broke the law.
And here's what I dare Detroit to do. Go run that play against Tampa this week and see if they call it. And if they don't, then file your suit. But if you run the same play and let Jared Goff stay in motion before you snap the ball and they don't call it, then you have a gripe. If they do call it, then be like, okay, that's clearly a penalty. I mean, I know that's not how the NFL works. They'll just throw that play away, or they'll tinker it to where Jared Goff is completely set. But either way, like the way that I looked at it, the ruling on the field was the runner was not in motion, or the player was not setting still. He was still in motion when the snap was happening.
Right.
We've seen that happen to wide receivers in games where a wide receiver will run behind Mahomes and not get set, and they'll throw the flag, and it'll be a 40-yard gain, and it'll be like, the wide receiver was not set on the line of scrimmage, therefore it was an illegal motion, 5-yard penalty, offense, replays, first down. Like, that's happened before. I don't know why we're surprised by this.
And I think also, too, they probably knew that they were cheating on that play, but that was the only way to get that play off where they could actually have an effective run. Because if you pause for a second there, that gives that defense that split second where they can get out there or get set or see what's going on. When you do it that fast, you're keeping the defense off balance. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. It was obviously a trick play. But if you're going to run a trick play, you've got to run it within the rules of the game and not just do what you want to do and then blame the referees for calling your BS on that, right? It's like somebody who lies all the time gets called out by somebody finally, and they don't know what to do because they've been called out on that lie. Okay, you got me, right?
Right.
You got them. They did not set on purpose, because if they did, that would have slowed the momentum of that play when they were trying to catch the Chiefs asleep. So they were trying to cheat. They were trying to get away with it. They were trying to Belichick this thing up and break a rule, but not really break it, bend a rule, and see if they could get away with it, see if the officials were paying attention, and the officials were paying attention, and they caught them trying to cheat. They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. It's their fault, nobody else's.
Yeah, and then they also don't know that Clark Hunt pays the officiating crew in the NFL.
That's right.
So at least we have that on our side.
Our guy Craig Carton thinks it's the biggest scandal like ever in the NFL.
Well, he scammed people out of tickets. How's his job at FS1 going? Yeah, they fired him after 3 months on Breakfast Ball.
Biggest scandal ever.
Biggest scandal ever.
You went bigger than Spygate.
Yeah, you went to jail, dude, for scamming people out of ticket prices. I mean, Get bent. You lost your show in 3 months. You and Stank. And they
kiss
kept,
my ass.
They kept Danny and Stank at FS1. They let you go.
The biggest scandal?
Bigger than Spygate and Deflategate.
Mm-hmm. Where they actually had cameras involved in a people's brain.
What's the scandal again that we're involved
in? Dan Campbell confirms the Goff touchdown was overturned by replay assist from New York. They created a penalty and took 74 seconds to do it to help KC out. This is the biggest NFL scandal in 25 years and proves
scandal.
What I and many others have been saying about KC.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No. They don't win on merit. They could because they are really good, but the NFL doesn't ask them to.
They had 13 penalties the week before. They lost that game. And they called it. Again, people are losing their minds. They got the call correct.
Did you see the breaking news about Craig Carton? He just got hired at Pro Football Focus. On the other side.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.